Hi guys, this is Kemo. Long time no talk, long time no show. I'm sorry guys, I know most of you have been waiting, you know, for more episodes, and you have been waiting for more previews. And yeah, I've actually, truth to be told, I've been busy working on some other things about myself, you know, and also I've been facing some, you know, financial challenges. So I had to, you know, also work on whatever that I had to work on, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm still good. I'm not stressed. I'm not sad and everything. You know, in fact, I'm extremely happy, you know, because of what I have like done and also experienced so far, you know, while I was still away on the show. Anyway, this is another preview. This is just a preview today. That I want to give you a preview about something very important. I think this is something that I think there's nothing bigger than that, like except the one that created it, you understand, except the creator of it. I want to talk about life, you know. I just want to talk about life. This morning, after doing some spiritual and mental and physical, you know, praying for most people's understanding, I would say praying, and also doing some meditation, you know, I came up, like, I started thinking more about life, and you know, started to talk to myself about it, and you know, certain, you know, words came in my mind, and I just happened to speak there. So what I was speaking was it was like an affirmation or a declaration that says, this life that we have, we are given. You know, we didn't create this life. This life that we have, we are given. And while I was still doing that declaration or that affirmation, I started to realize how selfish we are as people. Really selfish we are as people. How can we worship so many artificial things and at the cost of our lives, and yet at the same time we don't give so much value and so much gratitude to the creator of this life? For example, let me just speak it in terms of a Christian perspective. Most Christians, they don't pray God for their life. They pray God for what they want in life. They don't pray God like to pay gratitude about this gift of life. I mean on a macro, not like everyone, not every Christian. They don't do that. That's why people go to church, so that God can bless them with cars and everything, so that they can artificialize this gift, which is called life, and which is also natural. So that is why we see so many women relying on artificial looks. We see so many men relying on artificial, you know, looks, in terms of manipulating women to think that money, clothes, and cars they portray is like a sign of a real man. And now women also come with these artificial looks to manipulate the man and say, this is me, this is a real me. Like, it's confusion. Like, why can't you appreciate this gift that you have called life, and you appreciate it as it is, naturally as it is. We know, I'm not saying like we shouldn't use cars. I'm not saying we shouldn't. We are the creators of artificial things, but we are not the creator of nature. So if nature created you naturally to create something artificial from itself, it means nature loves you. But the problem is we create these artificial things. We print money. We manufacture cars, clothes, and everything. And yet we put all our trust. We put like everything that we have. We put all our emotions on those things that we created. And yet we leave behind the source that gave us the power to create those artificial things. So we must have cars. We must have a lot of money so that we can fulfill whatever the creator of this life wants us to fulfill. So money is just a tool that you can create to fulfill the purpose of this gift that we have, which is life. So I'm saying people are not honoring their life enough. People are not honoring God enough because their ambitions are mostly driven and directed to the artificial world and not to the godly world. And I will say, put it in this way, like not to serve the kingdom of God. Now, people ask me most of the time and say, they be like, why do I have so much, why do I hate racism? You know, why do I hate racism? And I keep telling them that racism is nothing, like, it's not only just, you know, criticizing a white man criticizing a black man on the street. Racism actually pushes us out from our natural being and to the artificial world. That is why I hate to be called, even when I have that kind of money, if I can have 10 billion, I don't want to be called a multi-billionaire. I'm not that money. I'm nature. I'm the spirit. I'm the mind. I'm the body. Something that no man can create with his bare hands. Except if he puts his natural dick on a natural vagina. That's why you can never have a baby with a doll. But now they're trying to create dolls, you know, artificial human beings. Now they're going straight to dolls so that we can now have so much attachment to the dolls and not to the real woman or to the real man. Now, what kind of a life is that? Now, you look at so many people being depressed. If you dig deep on their depression, you find that all the depression is based on the artificial positions. They want the money. They are depressed because they don't have the money. They are depressed because they don't have the clothes. They are depressed because they don't have all these artificial things. But when you look at where they are standing on the ground, when you look at the rain that is falling while they're still wiring, when you look at the buildings that they're living in that were made by nature itself, because the bricks come from nature, the cement comes from nature, almost everything surrounding your home probably has a root somewhere of nature. That's what I'm saying. We as the human beings, we are the creators of the artificial world. We are the creators of the artificial positions. But God, or Rama Sedi, or Allah, or whatever you may call it, the universe, is the creator of nature. And God is nature. And we are nature. We are not artificial. We are not multi-billionaires. We are not fancy cars. We are not fancy clothes. We are not artificial. We are natural. That is why even when you're given a name, you're given a name, especially when you look at it in an African context, the way Africans, before racism take over, Africans were naturalizing almost everything. Because even when they were naming their kids, they were naming them according to their nature or according to whatever that naturally happened. There was never be a time probably whereby they would name someone out of something that they didn't know. If a child like comes to earth, like they are born, whereby like, you know, they come alive, they like it's not like they coming out from their mom. And maybe it's raining outside. They will give that child the name related to the rain. They will say, in Sotho, they will say Mapule. In Zulu, they will say Nomvula. The rainy one. And they might regard her as the queen of rain. That is why when you look at all these African ancient icons, they were given names according to their nature. I'm fortunate. I'm so fortunate that my mom gave me a name, Demiso, because of my nature. You know, she couldn't sit down. She was like, you know, according to what she said. In fact, she told us, according to what she told us, like, she couldn't, like, you know, rest. You know, I always gave it, like, she was always standing up, doing, working and everything. And then after giving birth of me, I couldn't make her rest. You know, I was always, you know, making sure that my presence is felt, you know. And she was like, okay, I'm going to give this kid this name. In two ways. First of all, Demiso means stop, meaning I was supposed to be the last one based on the pressure I was given to her. Secondly, it was based on the fact that she believed in me, that I'm the one who's gonna raise the family. I'm the one, she saw me and my brothers too as, you know, as people go who's going to take a family high. Like, she saw us as the kings. You understand? So kings, they rise things. So Gemiso also means arise or to rise. So now I'm so fortunate. I'm so fortunate with that. You know, my grandfather gave me, you know, his name. He was like, this boy is me. And I took most of his natural things. You know, he was so strict. He loved the family. You know, he valued family more than anything, according to the stories that I heard about him. And from the experience that I remember with him, I know that he was a family man, because for some reason, we used to, like, you know, he had a big house. Like, he had a big house, like a big house in separate ways. I remember there was his own house, his own rendezvous, and there were other houses for most of us. And I was sleeping with him in his own house. Like, he had his own bedroom, his own office, you know, home office or whatever. And I was, most of the time, I remember I used to sleep with him. And I used to be scared because, like, we were sleeping in the darkness. I was like, dang. But I was sleeping with him. I was sleeping on the floor and he was sleeping, like, on the bed. That's the relationship that we had with my grandfather. And for me to have his name is an honor. You know, it's natural, and it's also related to something natural. And I was also, every name, my surname is related to a crocodile. It means crocodile, and it's a crocodile. It comes from nature. A crocodile is nature. So we signify ourselves with the crocodile, with every quality of the crocodile. And on my mother's side, we are the lions. So we are natural. That's why I fail to understand why people can value nature, because once you start to value nature, you start to value everything about nature, and you're gonna reach the central point of valuing the most beautiful, the most honorable, the most precious gift of all, which is life. Nature gave us, like, God. They say God created heaven and earth, and after that he created you. How precious are you? Why? Did God have a need to create human beings? He could have created animals and let them, like, you know, roll around and say, have fun, boys. Have fun. I don't need to create humans. But why did God have a need to create human beings? And again, why did God, if it is God, had a need to create Caucasians? For some reason, guys, we need to think deep about these things. We really need to think deep about the natural life and the artificial life. And we need to stay in between and say, which one are we relying on? Are we going to rely on the artificial world to serve the natural world? Or are we going to rely on the natural world to serve the artificial world? Because if we go back to our nature and we use the cars and the money to fulfill the purpose of nature, then humanity will move forward. But if we're going to use money to destroy nature, to destroy humanity, to destroy the land, to destroy the trees, to destroy the animals, if we're going to use the guns to kill people, to kill nature, instead of using guns to move nature forward, to move humanity forward, then we are just stupid fools. We are just cool slaves. We are just hypocrites. We think that we do good, but yet in reality we don't do good. We are actually doing evil. Because we create an artificial weapon, which is a gun, and we use it to kill humanity. The police are killing humanity. Politicians are killing humanity. Criminals are, like, we're killing humanity for, we're creating our own poison and we're killing ourselves. We're killing this gift that we are given. This precious gift. God can end the world, can end humanity in 1 second if he wants to, or if she wants to. But because of the grace, because of the love that God has for humanity, even when humanity fucks up, but the Creator still has that mercy and still has that hope that humanity will come back. That is why even when I read the Bible, people like Jesus, when you read their stories, you see that, you know, when they say, when God, like, you know, for God loved the world so much, he sacrificed his begotten, I don't remember the verse properly, but obviously he sacrificed his own favorite child. Like, in a Christian perspective, you need to understand that why did God have a need to sacrifice his like favorite, like, can you take your favorite child from your house and say, hey, go and fight the people in the street and I will save you, and they're gonna kill you, but I'm gonna bring you back to life? Can you just let your kid do that? I doubt many people will do that. My brother doesn't want anyone around his kids. Like, not to play with them or something, but, you know, to raise them. I understand. I'm still drinking coffee, guys. I understand why. Because he's a parent and he has his own, you know, I believe his own natural and artificial. I believe my brother has the best interest for his kids. Like, he will never do anything that will harm his kids. I know that for sure. You know, but what I'm saying is, I doubt he can let his kid, he can sacrifice one of his kids to go out and fight the world. Unless if he knows that if his kid can go out and fight the world, and using his natural wisdom that he gave it to him, then I believe he can do that. And I believe he will have powers and resources to ensure that if the world harms him, he will bring him home and make sure that he gives him more strength again to go out and fight. And this time around, he come back around in a different form. That is why when to me, even when it comes to the Christian perspective, when you talk about the resurrection, the concept of resurrection, it means it's like the rebirth, it's like the comeback, it's like the rematch. You understand? So when something says it resurrect, you can put it in many things. You know, like, it can be a rematch, it can be a review. Because now you view, and then, okay, you after viewing, and then you get the result, and after getting the result, you then review. So we can look at the word resurrection that way. But why the need of resurrection again for humanity? we need to guys, we need to question this thing much deeper. We need to question ourselves much deeper and say, are we really grateful to the creator of life for the gift of life? Because there is life, and there is the departments of life, and those departments can be like, we have the department of humanity, we have the department of the animal, we have the department of the department of what, I don't know what, whatever. But all these departments are natural. They were created naturally, because they were created by nature, and that means they were created by who? God. And he or she gave all this thing life. The tree has life. Water has life. The animals have life. People have life. But if you go out and look at the dogs, you go out and look at the trees, you go out and look at the birds, have you ever asked yourself, like, do you think those things are worried? Because even Jesus, even the Bible told people and say, the birds are not worried about what they're going to eat tomorrow, because they know that the one who created them is going to provide. But the birds are here to fulfill a purpose. The birds are here to give us a sound. The birds are here to... The dog is here to protect us. Every natural thing has a purpose. The tree has oxygen. The purpose of a tree is to ensure that gives oxygen to man. Every natural thing has a purpose, but humanity lives without purpose. Why? Because humanity fails to value the gift of life. That's my view. Welcome to Hustlerpreneur Show. My name is Kenneth Mukwege. Kimo. This is Kimo the Truth, guys. I'm drinking coffee, and I'm taking all out the energy right now. I don't think this is even a preview, because now I took more than like 22 minutes, because usually my previews are like 15 maximum time. But I guess I should just continue and make it a show, guys. I'm sorry for the miscommunication. When you do something that you love and it takes over, and you can't control it, it's natural. That's why I keep telling people that, when they ask me about why are you still like so obsessed about your hustle, which is like, the way I do things. Naturally, I'm talented when it comes to communication and teaching. Those are my talent. Those are my talent. Those are my natural talent. Whether I got them from my family genes or whatever, but it's natural. It's my talent. I was born with it, I have a natural skill also, of because some people, they think skills are not natural. Skills are natural, because how do you make a skill without being natural? Like, unless if you become a robot, and then somebody will direct you and say this and this. But because someone who builds a house, yes, he can go to school to get that knowledge or whatever that you may think is a skill from school. But naturally, he's not gonna build that house 100% according to that book. The book will tell him that the largest brick you need to do is 30 centimeter. That's all. That's what the book is gonna say. But when he's going to do that brick, he's going to manufacture that brick. He's gonna use his natural tools, which is the hands, the mind, the eyes, the body, and everything. He's going to use his nature to create that artificial thing. But the problem comes whereby you, after creating that brick or manufacturing that brick, you wanna depend on it, you wanna trust it, you wanna eat it. In fact, you wanna also use it to kill your brother, to kill your sister, to kill your kid, to kill your wife, to kill your husband, to kill your neighbor. You wanna use that brick now to kill yourself, instead of using that brick to build more houses for more people. That's what I'm saying. I don't like artificial medicine. I don't like it. I don't like artificial religion. I don't like it. That's why I always say to people, I'm more about spirituality because I speak nature there. If I can make, I know there's different context of the definition of religion, but to put it in a simple context, if there's this concept of religion versus spirituality, I would say spirituality because I would say religion is a belief, is a man-made belief system, and spirituality is nature. However, religion, you know, religion is it develops those systems to use nature. But however, the problem is religion is business. Just think about a business and think about spirituality as an idea, as a business idea. In this way, if you have a business idea which I will regard as spirituality, maybe your business idea is to, you know, you see that you are in an environment where people are living under the trees, right? People have no homes. I think the person who invented the concept of houses probably came across that. And then you see like, no man, this is not fair. This thing spiritually doesn't feel good. You know, spiritually doesn't feel good. What can I do? And you're like, I can build something and call a house. And I can do this and this and this. Now you learn and now you start to, you know, network. Somehow nature will bring some people who are relevant to whatever that you want to do, because your goal is to build a house. So for some reason, you might find someone who can be your friend, who has probably a skill in creating the cement, manufacturing the bricks, whatever. But your idea is on the house, you know, and then you end up building houses for humanity. But if you can take the concept of houses and then build them and turn them into prisons to enslave humanity, then you are killing humanity. So that's why when you look at my business, everything is natural in my business. I can tell you all, 100% natural. The business system that I'm using is natural. And in fact, I'm saying it's natural because it fulfills the purpose of nature. That's why our motto says empowering humanity. We don't kill humanity. And then also says inspiring unity. We don't want to destroy unity. We want to inspire that unity. It's moving forward. We are building instead of destroying. And then we're promoting prosperity. We are moving forward. So if the purpose of nature is for...
Oh shit, it scares me. Hey, I thought something falling into it.
I almost forgot what I was gonna say, guys. Remember, this show is so natural. Also, this show is also natural. You see, I thought something fell like at the back of me, and I was like, hey, and then I got scared, guys. I got scared. Believe you me. But then, what is happening is, guys, even this show, as I was saying, it's natural. You know, it's not formal, as you can see. You can hear I'm drinking coffee and everything. Like, I'm using my natural being for this show. I don't want to... I'm this kind of person who hates to have, you know, to... Even though I know the formality of doing things, but I don't want my skill to come out in a manner that is more programmed artificially than being more programmed naturally. You see, so... That's why I say... Guys, when you look at everything that I do, it's based on fulfilling the purpose of nature. And if nature's purpose is to make sure that humanity moves forward, then anyone is going to stop me from that. Whatever task I believe that, you know, Mother Nature gave it to me, you know, to keep humanity forward. Because I believe Mother Nature gave me this talent and the skill that I have of... you know, the talent of communication and teaching, and also the skill of business, you know. And I'm grateful to Mother Nature, also to God, you know, for giving me a parent. My mom, you know, introduced me to she's the one who introduced me to the world of business. And for some reason I was excelling, and even though I was excelling, with the idea of thinking that we just selling to survive and have food in the house. But you know, later on it became clear why my mom introduced me to that. You know, that's why most people, when they ask me about why do I say a black woman is my God, because a black woman is the one who really, you know, brought me to earth and also showed me the path of my life. And she came in the form of my mom, you know. God came in the form of my mom. So, and also my dad too, he contributed, you know, and my family too, but I'm talking about, you know, the real source. So my mom is the one, you know. My mom is the one, you know, who showed me this path, and I love it so much. I love business so much, you know. It's my natural skill, I believe that. Now I use that. I was telling my little sister yesterday. She was like, she's studying HR. I said, why? She said, I don't know. I said, how come you don't know? You know, and because, okay, we are not in an environment where I can sit down with her and show her the light. But I'm hoping that soon I'll get a chance, and so I can explain to her and help her to see the light and say, if you are doing HR, because HR is more about, let's say, human capital, which is something I would think my company is all about, because my company is a human capital firm, you know, that operates as a venture capital firm. So HR is all about empowering people or empowering a team and stuff. And if your purpose is doing, if you're doing HR because you want to see people excelling in their work, so that humanity can move forward, if you want to see people mastering their work, then if you are doing HR, it would be nice if you do that, if you're doing it with that purpose, to say, you know, companies are not performing very well, like people in the companies are not performing very well. How can I empower humanity by making sure that I train people to become better employers or employees, whatever you may call it, but do it for a greater purpose. My company is doing that already. I have been doing it from day one. You know, even though it appears in a way that, you know, I want to empower black business. Yes, it's true. You know, I can't hide it. You know, I'm 100% unapologetic about it. My company promotes black-owned brands alone. That's it. I'm not compromising. And I have my natural and spiritual reasons for that. And I'm not going to hide it to everybody, because I see humanity or black people dying. Black people are dying. Black people are using their true worth. Black people are losing themselves. So I can see that. And I can see that the other side is moving fast, and it's moving forward. It's ahead of us. And once they move ahead of us and we are left behind, they end up having the power to influence us to be trapped in a certain, you know, situations. You know, and that's why I always say to people, no one was born a criminal. You know, imagine a child just come out of his or her mom and then be like, I'm gonna be a criminal, yay. There's no such. Someone ended up being a criminal because of the circumstances that they were put in. And if you can sit down with that person and you study every angle, everything that he went through in life, you get to realize that we have been fucked up by the current system. So the current system is actually, for me, in my perspective, is killing black people. Black people that go to school but are not getting employed. Why? Because the educational system is misleading people. The school is supposed to be an environment whereby a child is going to improve their natural talents and skills. I went to school to improve my natural skill in business and also in teaching and public speaking. That's why I was a public speaker. I was doing debate because I'm naturally gifted in communication and teaching. So when you debate, you're communicating and teaching. When you do public speaking, you're communicating and teaching, because you cannot just stand in front of the people and just keep quiet. Whatever you're gonna say is all part of educating. And for you to be able to educate, you need to know how to communicate. Because now the reason why we're competing during the debate and public speaking is because it's not about who has more facts. It's about who can also communicate effectively. Because there are some people who had facts and they thought they were going to beat KMO during debate. But now their communication style, they were acting all snobbish, acting all whatever. And then KMO comes and KMO becomes natural. KMO speaks, KMO voice out, KMO communicates, KMO educate naturally, and KMO wins. That's why I've never been beaten. I've never faced any defeat in public speaking and in debate because I was natural. And again, this thing was my natural talent. And at the same time, when I'm in the classroom, I was taught accounting, business economics, and economics. I was taught English and my home language is Sotho. I was taught mathematics. All those kind of things were giving me, they were literally used, like literally improving my skill, my natural skill of business. Now look at where I am. I'm using my natural skill in business, which is business, and I'm also using my natural talent, which is teaching and communicating. Now I just fuse them up with whatever, you know, the strategy or the plan that I have in order for me to fulfill the purpose of nature, which is what? To empower humanity, inspire unity, and promote prosperity. To make sure that the black community has ownership, power, and freedom. That's what I do. That's why I empower people in the spirit, the mind, and the body. That's what I do. Everything that I do is natural. That's why, come to my company, you'll see. Everything that I do is natural. I'm doing the show naturally. You know, I can probably, like, and whatever, I'm drinking tea, something like scared me earlier on and stuff. I'm natural, you know. So I think, guys, we need to, you know, I think we really need to really have to sit down. And when I say sit down, I'm not like sitting down together, even if sometimes we can sit down together, but I think we really need to sit down, even when we are alone, and just think about this gift that we have. Life. I don't think Bill Gates, if someone can say to Bill Gates, which one would you choose between? Would you allow God to take all your money or to take your life? I believe, in fact, I stand to be corrected, or I stand to be proven wrong. I believe Bill Gates will choose his life. If a question can come and say, right now, you are, let's say for example, I don't know how old is Bill Gates, but let's say Bill Gates is 80 years, or maybe 70. If right now they can say to Bill Gates, which one will you choose? Which one will you choose between taking all your billions and all your assets and everything, that not your family, but you know, the wealth that you have built, God takes all that, in return he gives you a fresh 70 years of life again, and you're still alive. That means you're gonna live more, let's say, up until 140, but you still the same. You still know. You still have the people that you know. You still have the wisdom that you have. You still have whatever that you have. But which one will you choose between being given the next 70 years, or being taken your life? In fact, that means 70 years, let's say, is the gift of life. To say, will you choose to be given a life of another 70 years, and you're still looking fresh, or you choose to die? Or maybe choose, like, if you take your wealth, you know. So that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, I don't think he can. I think he would choose to be given more 70 years of life and sacrifice his wealth instead of abandoning, like, choosing wealth and then die. I don't think he can go down that gate. I don't think he can sacrifice his money for his life. That is why they have security guards. you know, because now they want to, they actually, but they're not like Bill Gates. Bill Gates and the president, the reason why they work with bodyguards, it's not like they want to protect the country, it's not like they want to protect their companies, they want to protect their lives, because they know that if I can lose this gift, I can lose what I've built. And if I can lose this gift, I can lose the power that I want to have. If I can lose this gift of life, I can lose the goal of whatever, the goal that I have. So they need to have that protection, you know. So that's why you see so many people careless. People are careless because, you know, they don't understand this value, you know, and they ended up doing certain things. That's why I'm saying, I think if you can start thinking about this gift, guys, not only are we gonna be grateful to God for giving us this gift, you know, not only are we gonna be grateful to Rama Sadie or Allah, you know, for this gift of life, but we will also shape the thought of this concept of called life, will shape our spirit, will shape our mind, and will shape our bodies. This thought of life will also shape our habits, will shape our characters, and will also shape our behaviors. We can become a better world if we can start looking at this gift called life and say, this is the gift, this is the life, this is the only thing that matters. And if life is natural, we have to treat it naturally, we have to live it naturally, and we have to honor it naturally. That is why we even when you in African spirituality, we say, you know, they believe in ancestors and God, to put it in simple terms, you know, because they believe that once your spirit leaves the body, your spirit go to a higher place, you know, and you're going to become some sort of, you know, an agent of God, you know. So that is why they believe that ancestors are the agent of God. So obviously, if you want to book Papino the DJ, you're not gonna talk to Papino the DJ, you're gonna talk to the manager, you're gonna talk to the agent. Papino is the God. Soulful Pax is the God. Muriski is the God. Smasher is the God. But if you wanna talk to Smasher, you gotta talk with somebody else, which is an agent. So in African spirituality, the agents are the ancestors, and then there's God. And in Christian perspective, the agent is Jesus, and there's God. No judgment. In Islamic, the agent is Elijah Muhammad. In Rastafarian, the agent is, you know, King Selassie. In Buddhism, the agent of God is Buddha. You know, all they guys, come on. You can't tell me you can't see that. It's simple like that. So we have this gift, and we have to practice it naturally, because it's natural. So why the hell are we living a fake life, an artificial life? Then people, they want to judge me because of when I say I want a natural woman. They'll be like, yeah, well, do you want to control her if she want to use weaves? Yeah, I'm going to control her. Why? Because I want her to see her true worth. I want a black woman to see her true worth, her natural true worth, because she's natural. And I want to give her natural love. I want to give her this natural thing. I don't want a woman, I don't want to buy a woman's love with money. But that money, I have to use it to maintain her. I have to use that money to make sure that she's safe. I have to use that money to ensure that I give her a beautiful home where she's going to feel safe, while I'm still feeding her with this natural love, while I'm still feeding her with this natural protection. She's a black woman, she deserves that. So she has to be natural in order for me to give her everything that is natural, because nature is way more powerful than an artificial thing. That's why most people are scared of these viruses. They are scared of this technological. I'm not scared of this artificial thing. Yes, they can bring some, you know, high flying machine guns come and shoot me. They can do that. But if we can just bring that thing and you put it there and you don't control it, we just put it there as it is, it won't do any harm to me. It will only do a harm if someone uses it against me. If you put a gun there, that gun has no harm. That gun will never shoot me unless someone set up something to make sure that the gun shoots me. That's what I'm saying. I'm not afraid of these artificial things. And that's what I'm saying. Artificial will never be powerful than nature. Nature will always win. That's why those who don't have who can connect with nature, you know, they get jealous of those who can connect with nature, and they start to call them witch doctors. You know, how can someone fly with a broom with a broom in the sky? You know, such thing. So guys, that's it, man. That's life. Today's show, it was natural, guys. I thought it was a preview, but I became more natural. Nature took over, and I'm grateful, and I'm happy, and I'm glad. Whatever that I was telling you is what I'm literally doing. Also, I think this is one of the best episodes I will always remember. This is one of the best episodes I believe I will always, you know, honor. You know, the gift of life. You know, like I think that's the title. But I would, guys, I will tell you that probably I'll think of a better title when after recording this session. Anyway, guys, I think that's just for now. I'm still in the house. You know, but I hope I gave you so much value, guys. I hope I gave you so much value regarding this episode. You know, and regarding this, you know, this topic, you know, about life. Please honor it, you know, honor it. Like when you wake up in the morning, how you honor it, please do it. If you do it through Christianity, Buddhism, Africanism, I don't care, because now we will educate one another when we move forward. You know, the truth will come out when time goes on. Let's not worry about that right now. Those who are given that, those Mother Nature gave them a task to talk about whatever they want to have to talk about, the truth, whatever type of a truth they want to talk about, they will teach. Some of us people like Kemo, we want to talk about life and business, because business to us is life and life is business. That's how I see it. So, you know, I have to talk about this, you know, because it's natural, you know. And please, guys, honor this gift. I think that's the best thing I've ever, you know, realized in my life. You know, to have this gift, you know, to have this gift, life, and I'm grateful, and I'm happy, and for as long as I have it, I will always be happy. For as long as I have it, I will always honor the creator of it and the agents of it. Because I was brought here by a man and a woman who were given a birth by another man and a woman. And those another man and a woman, they were given birth by another man and a woman. So I cannot neglect my ancestors as if I just came from the sky and said, now I'm going to pants. Amen. And then for some reason my mom and my dad probably was, like, come on, guys, like, think about it. If you don't, like, we sometimes we behave like we just come from the sky and then we just happen to fall next to our mother's bed and our father's bed and then they decided to be our parents. No, they had to sleep together, and then my father has to just to, you know, drop something called a spam, and the mom had to scream and enjoy herself and scream and do whatever and do all the crazy things and kiss each other and everything, and then they do sex, and then after that, boom, mama is pregnant with who? This life thing called a human being. And you, my mom has to go through some 9 months in pain. Man, I can't disrespect my mom like that after what she went through during her pregnancy with me. Because she even gave me a name that to show that I didn't make her rest. I was like her boss. And now I have to regard her as something dead. No. She brought me to life. That's why I can't hate my dad after everything he did, you know, in my life and in my brother's life. I can't hate him because if it wasn't because of his, you know, because of his, and use it to my mom, you know, I wouldn't be here. So guys, I think we are missing the most greatest perspective in life, which is to honor life itself, which is to serve this life, which is to make sure that we are the agent of life. Because that's how it works, guys. You know, we have God, we have ancestors, and we have us. This is the whole entire Trinity for the existence of life. That is why when you look at the system that I'm using, the B-clock system, there's a part where I'm talking about the Trinity of the business. The Trinity of the business. So, as I'm saying, business is life. So, I'm showing the Trinity of a business in that perspective. If you look at the Christian perspective, the Trinity of life in one of the forms is, let's say, it's God, it's Jesus, and it's the Christians. Simple as that. If you look at it in an African spirituality, it's Ramasedi, ancestors, and Africans. You get what I'm saying? And that's how it is. If you look at Islamic, you have Allah, you have, if I'm not mistaken, you have Elijah Muhammad, and we have, the Islamic, you know, nation or Islamic churches. You know, that's how it is, guys. So if we really want to be, if we want to honor this gift called life, we have to ensure that we become the agent of this life. And if this life is called humanity or nature, we have to protect it. We have to protect that nature. We have to protect it. Because life is nature, and nature is life, and all of that is God. All of that is our ancestors. All of that is us. That's what I'm saying. Why did God? You have to ask yourself, why did God have a need to create human beings and give them this life? Why? If you can answer that, then you get to realize that. And when you look around, for some reason, I believe everything of nature is like, it's all special. Like, there's nothing more higher or more special than the other. However, if you can just be selfish for a second, I'm not saying just be forever selfish, but if you can just be selfish for a second and look at yourself as a human being or as a person, you get to realize how special you are. Because now, you look at the trees. They're giving you oxygen, the oceans, the dams, the rain. They're giving you water. You look at, you look at the grasses. You look at the soil. You look at the plants. They're giving you food. Like, guys, and then in return, what are you doing? You know, in return, what are you doing? You're splitting blood on the soil, the same soil that is giving you food. You're splitting this blood of the people, the animals. You know, we in African context, people use animals to negotiate, to talk with their ancestors, and certain things do happen with those because of those. Why is everything of nature favors us human beings? I know we also favor nature in another way. I know there's a way that we also, like, if I go right now and put, and say I'm going to go to the garden and put I'm gonna, you know, plant the seed of, let's say, maize meal. The maize meal is grateful that, damn, I'm giving life now. Yeah, I'm born. No, I'm coming from the soil. And then now, that maize meal will enrich itself and work for you, so that by the time when you go to reap that, you're going to eat something that you really love. And then you're going to also give it back again and put it back again to the garden and keep on giving it life. So if we can continue to ensure that we empower this life, we work for this life, then nature, God, is going to keep on giving us more days of life, of living, more resurrections. So guys, like, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but please just honor this gift for life. And thank you very much for listening. It's almost an 1 hour show. This is Kemo, Kemo, Kemi Somokwena. You know, catch yourself, Kemo the Truth. And the show is Hustlerpreneur Show, right here on Anchor. Remember, you can get it in other podcast platforms. Follow the show, guys. Please subscribe. My name is Kemo, Kemi Somokwena. I'm signing out. Thank you.